McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Studies about where to put a parking garage, and they've ranged from in front of the sheriff's substation to Casino Beach parking lot to in front of the Shaker to the Island Authority lot, and also in front of Flounders.
This is Commissioner Robert Bender, District 4. That's the eastern half of the city of Pensacola, plus Pensacola Beach, during a town hall he did last week out on Pensacola Beach on the island, talking about future plans and where, if at all, to put a possible parking garage, because parking is kind of the last piece of the puzzle that they're really trying to solve in terms of solving the traffic getting onto the beach. And he says, look, you know, you got the one by, you can maybe go by the sheriff's substation. Yeah, it's not a great idea. Maybe. I'm not sure if the footprint's large enough. He said Casino Beach parking lot by the, you know, somewhere, not by the beach ball, but like in that lot, okay? One possibility would be by the Sand Shaker. The problem with the Sand Shaker is it's real easy to get into when you're going to the beach, but, and if you're leaving the beach, then everybody's got to cross traffic again. And remember, the challenge you tend to think about beach traffic as getting to the beach is always the problem. Getting off the beach is also a problem depending on, you know, what time of day or where the people are all coming from, and can be just as much of an issue. So crossing traffic, again, doesn't really solve that. Maybe by Flounders would be another possibility. But then you have the other problem of getting into that lot when you're entering the beach is going to be a challenge. So they're still working on it. He thinks the best location is going to be the Pensacola Beach parking lot, a little bit off of the street, because there are some issues where you're going to have like the reclaimed water and you can't put it right on the frontage for the street. But you also have the issue that you don't want to ruin the visual. You know, nobody wants to go to the Pensacola Beach, you know, concrete jungle. Like, that's not appealing whatsoever. But what about the cost?
A surface spot like you see now is about $7,000 or $8,000 a spot.
Like for asphalt, $7,000.
If you do a multi-level parking garage, I've heard it last summer at being $35,000 a spot. Last week I heard that it, which they were expecting it to go down a little bit, was $30,000 a spot. But maybe if you only do a one level deck, it's a little bit cheaper. And so we're looking at that could be about $20,000 a spot.
Yeah, so, you know, depending on how far up you build it, and it looks like south of Via de Luna you can't build beyond two levels. North you could build maybe four. But he's really more talking, I think, about a two level south. And, you know, so that would be, and I don't know whether he means like ground plus one or whether he means ground plus one plus a roof. I'll have to ask him what he means, but they're looking at 500 spots. Okay. So somewhere on the order of 10 to 15, maybe 17 million, something like that, when all is said and done. And then the question is, well, how do you pay for it?
We have different ways that we could pay for it. The method that was proposed was to raise the toll to help cover it.
No, but I mean, I think the thing about a buck is that a buck is basically free, right? I mean, you know, nobody quibbles about going to the beach over a buck. And even if it were $2, I don't think anybody would quibble. I have long said, and I was glad to see Garcon Point come down to not quite two. I thought two would have been the target, because at $2, you know, even though it's $2, I don't think anybody really fights over $2 or whatever. But, you know, he doesn't love that option.
Paid parking.
Is another option.
Is something I would try to avoid out here. Because we want people to come to the core. It's where we have our services. It's where we have our restaurants. It's where we have our lifeguards, bathrooms, everything like that. And so we want them to come here and not worry about having to avoid paying for a parking.
Yeah, and that makes sense to me. People don't mind paying the toll. They're accustomed to that, but you don't want them to have to pay for parking. And you also don't want to have some parking paid and some parking free. Because then what happens is, you know, like if it's in the Casino Beach parking lot, okay, if there's a parking garage and also surface spaces, now all of a sudden you got people trying to get the free spaces because that's how people are. I know, I'm one of them. And then they're driving around more and there's even less footprint available. And so the driving around is part of what causes traffic, right? Because if you're not in a spot, then you're traffic. And so if you're driving around looking for a spot, your traffic, and that's what backs it up. In fact, I thought it was interesting. He said that the reason you get traffic backups is largely because of the lot getting full.
When traffic starts to back up, it's because the parking lot gets full. This weekend, it was about 12 o'clock was when that parking lot was full.
Yeah, so that's what causes the traffic jam, is because you can't get people off of the roads, basically, because now they're looking around for where they're going to go. Also, an interesting wrinkle in all of this is, how do you get employees to park, and where do they get to park? Because you don't want them having to, like he had brought up the idea of having a kind of a separate area for employees and then a trolley and back. Well, nobody's going to participate in that. Nobody wants to. It's too inconvenient. I will say another part of this is, recently the lots on the north side of the street down the way, like by the Hilton across the in the strip malls there, have gone over to being the dreaded parking of red spaces, like they have in the city of Pensacola, and I will never, there's no way I will ever park in any of those spaces. Not just because it costs money, but because that company, like, I despise that company and don't want to take a risk of getting my car booted or whatever. This just seems like all headache related to that, plus, you know, the exorbitance of it. We'll come back to this in just a second with some of the other details. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Watching an area of concern, and this is near, again, Cracker Barrel and Hardee's. It's I-10 eastbound, the entrance to, oh, nope, that's a separate one. Sorry. I-10 eastbound, the entrance ramp at mile marker 7, the Pine Forest exit. Yeah, so I guess it is. A roadway is clear now. We're just showing a little bit of a slowdown there near Wild Lake Boulevard near the Hardee's there. Millview and Mobile Highway showing an accident. Was blocked in both directions near Dollar General. Looks like that has been cleared up just a little bit, and that's all I'm seeing right now. This is brought to you by Fresh from Florida, and farmers want you to know that Florida watermelon's in season right now. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. If you have an accident, or rather see an accident, or have a traffic tip, 437-1620, News Radio 923, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to the conversation about what to do with in terms of parking and or getting traffic out onto the beach. Commissioner Bender talking about the funding for the parking lot.
Just real quick, also on funding, as I said, one thing that was suggested was toll proceeds. If I could avoid that, that would be my goal. I think we could look at TDT tax. I have some LOST, and also that, of course, the county's in the process of selling OLF-8, in which that will be divided amongst the five districts, and I could use some of that money as well. So, again, depending on the scope of this, we might be able to fund it without having to do the increase.
So various funding mechanisms, TDT, of course, the tourism money often comes from, a lot of that comes from the beach itself. Certainly OLF-8, if that winds up getting sold off, perhaps some of the proceeds there. LOST money. There's lots of possible solutions other than paid parking or raising the toll up. You had a lot of really good comments from the audience. A lot of people attended this meeting, and their audio doesn't really come through on the radio, but, you know, raising concerns about if you don't solve the intersection, you don't solve anything. That was Robert Rinke's kind of concept. Other people, you know, raising the question of, well, they're worried that if you put a parking garage in, that's really just another way of getting the roundabouts in. But he was adamant that he is not going to do the roundabouts while he is there. He is not in favor of those at all. The other thing that had come up, and I thought this was kind of interesting, trying to separate traffic issues from pedestrians, because pedestrians are one of the main, it's a danger to the pedestrians, but it is also a reason you have traffic impediment. You know, and if you can separate streams of flow of any kind from each other, then, you know, you're starting to win. Like the roundabout at the foot of the 3 mile bridge in Pensacola, that's not because of the roundabout, and I'm glad he clarified this, he's right. It's not because of the roundabout, it's because you separated the flyover. Westbound, eastbound, and the roundabout are all three separate streams of traffic. That's the solution, because you got rid of the traffic light. That's the real idea. So he wants to do a walkover, maybe, you know, a pedestrian overpass to go from basically the parking structure over to, you know, something over, I don't know, Flounder's vicinity. It wasn't clear to me exactly the location that this would terminate, maybe over by the boardwalk as far as that. You know, moving several thousand pedestrians out of the traffic flow will also increase the capacity of that intersection. The problem is people don't want to use them. No, nobody ever looks at the pedestrian walker was like, oh, yay, I get to do that. Because you got to go out of your way, typically. You got to go back around, and you got to take the long way, and then you got to go up. And so then you have the question of, well, how do you make sure that they use it? Well, you know, there's a certain solution that was used on Cervantes. I wouldn't recommend that one for the beach. But what is the alternative? I don't know. you know, I don't know. The last thing on this, so these are all questions that, you know, are to be discerned, but he was going first to the beach residents and kind of asking them their question, you know, asking them their opinion and then taking their input and then, you know, working on it. That last part about this that I thought was interesting is the renovation of the toll plaza as you're going onto the beach, turning it from a functional place into an aesthetic place.
We do have $200,000 from the state. To go with a $250,000 match from the county for design for the gateway. And what that would look like is our hope would be to remove the toll plaza and make it look a lot nicer when you come in so that you know that you've arrived at a world-class beach.
Yeah, that is something that's really, I you know, we talked about this a little bit with Wes Moreno previously, the county administrator, but yeah, the idea of using that space that's the toll plaza for aesthetic value instead of just, you know, old functional value. Now, you can't tear it all down. You're still going to have something to read the plates to, you know, and read the, you know, the sun pass. But I would imagine that would be incorporated in somehow or other. 821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in today at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Join Cesar, Sailing Director, and Andrew from the Pensacola Yacht Club's Summer Sailing Camp tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They will be discussing sailing classes for youth and adults this summer. Students will learn how to sail with confidence, beginner to advanced, boat rigging, knots, and much more. Text or call with questions, 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola.
Absolutely awesome.
News Radio Pensacola is on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Show me the way home, buddy.
Things that make you go, hmm.
One album wonders for 300. 825 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Who is that, Black Box?
CNC Music Factory.
CNC Music Factory, that's right. Taking a look around, a few things to be aware of. Looks like the accident at Crystal Creek that was on 9 Mile near Millview. It looks like that has been cleared up. I'm not showing any other slowdowns right now. Usual areas of congestion. Burgess at 29, a little slow, but it always is the time of day. 90 also, and I'm not sure if there's a train. It looks very slow near the turnoff to the mill in Cantonment on 29. It looks like it's blocked in both directions. That might be the light. Might be a train. Either way, certainly if you have traffic tips, text him in or let us know. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David? Caught him unawares. It's secret sneak attack.
Hey, there we go. It's working now. I think the mic. Anyway, it's been 1 year since the mass shooting that killed 19 people in a Uvalde, Texas elementary school. There's some frustration that that investigation remains tied up in a legal dispute.
We've reached an agreement with the judge looking over the shoulders of both parties.
That's Uvalde City Manager Vince DiPiazza. The city hired an independent investigator last summer, but the Uvalde DA doing her own investigation and not turning over evidence. Former President Donald Trump has a virtual court appearance today in connection with his New York criminal fraud case. A judge reading the terms of a protective order that was requested by prosecutors. And the driver of a U-Haul truck that slammed into a fence near the White House last night has been taken into custody on charges of making threats against either the president, VP, or a family member. The crash and the incident remain under investigation. The incident did cause a nearby hotel to be evacuated as a precaution. And there's a video on Twitter now actually showing police searching the U-Haul and pulling out a Nazi flag out of the cab.
That's weird. You wouldn't think that a guy with a Nazi flag would have a problem with the White House. No. No, Candy's like, what? 827. 827. Yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Bob used to do this thing like the dad jokes, you know? Yeah, I can do one better.
No, you can't.
Oh, fair enough. Anyway, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, you know she's fantastic on the selling side. You know, selling homes in a day or two, selling homes above list price is common. Not always. I'm not guaranteeing, but, you know, things are a little different now than they were 2 years ago, but still very, very effective. Like, I would want her to be selling my home because I know she's going to be great at it. But I often focus so much on the selling part that I don't really maybe do you a disservice because I don't tell you about the buying part. Like, she's great at helping you buy a home because she understands the seller's mindset, what they'll take, what they'll haggle on, what they want in the buyer, all that kind of stuff. But what I really think is, I remember the first time we bought a home, and I think back to the realtor we had, and, you know, it was kind of that. God, it would have been so awesome to have Christina Leavenworth as my first realtor because I would have learned so much. She would have solved all the problems we ran into that this realtor didn't do great at solving. But, you know, I know that it would have been a blessing to have her. So if you're getting ready to buy for the first time or even thinking about it, you know, like you're tired of the rental market, whatever, whether it's a house or an apartment, hey, give her a call because she is fabulous at representing first-time buyers as well. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. I saw this yesterday. I actually first saw it on South Santa Rosa News. They had shared the post. A guy named Marcus Crutchfield out of Atmore, Alabama. And Atmore is like the northern parallel for like Walnut Hill, you know. So if you go up 29th century and then wing a left, you know, and go right down the border towards the crook there. So Marcus Crutchfield is a crop duster. And he had posted this thing yesterday. He said, Saturday, May 20th in Atmore, Alabama, my airplane was shot while spraying. The incident happened between the hours of 6:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. because he doesn't know when it happened. It's so loud, you probably, you wouldn't, it's not that you wouldn't hear the gunshot, it's that you wouldn't hear a bullet hitting your plane, right? Okay, especially with it propeller. He says, to the person who did this or to anyone who thinks this is appropriate, please take into consideration I have a family at home that I want to come home to. I'm an individual whose job just so happens to be applying chemical at low levels with an airplane. As ag pilots, we take our jobs very seriously. You know, Ryan Jenkins used to be crop duster. And that's the same kind of plane. It looks like, you know, Dusty from the Planes movie. We take precautions in every field and every pass to ensure the safety of people around the fields. With that being said, we do our absolute best to take care of our local farmers and farmers across the country. If you have any information and he gives a police contact. I've shared it on our Facebook page, okay, so you can see for yourself. You can see the bullet hole in the fuselage of the plane, and you can see through the bullet hole to the other side, like it was through and through. Horrifying. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, thank goodness he's okay, right? David Wayne will have your local news coming up next, right after Fox.
Talked with Channel 3. This is after the weekend shooting that left 25-year-old TJ Johnson dead, another man hurt. And Bennett says he knows the victim. He knows his family. Investigators say they have no suspect information right now other than the fact that a car involved was a newer model sedan with silver trim. That shooting happened on Saturday on Paula Avenue. Some local reaction today to the NAACP travel advisory warning African Americans not to visit Florida.
We have not seen that become a major issue. The Pensacola area is welcoming to all. I mean, that is something that time and again stands out, is how friendly our residents are.
And that's Visit Pensacola CEO Darian Schaefer. He talked again with Channel 3 and says that nobody's mentioned the advisory to him personally. The governor's office echoed comments made by Congressman Byron Donalds, saying the advisory is a political stunt, says Florida's enjoying record tourism. Plans likely to move forward towards the construction of a taxiway and apron at Whiting Aviation Park on Thursday. Santa Rosa County Commissioners likely to approve agreements with Emerald Coast Regional Council to apply for a total of $8.5 million in grants.
For Leonardo helicopter to bring them here, and so they can build their new facility, and hopefully that will open the door. Well, one, to support the Navy's mission as it stands now, and two, hopefully open the door to future expansion, and both at that park and for Leonardo.
Santa Rosa County Commissioner Colton right there, and he says the taxiway would connect Southfield to Whiting Aviation Park to accommodate access for Leonardo and future tenants as well. Well, hurricane season starts next week. The Florida Public Service Commission holding a preparedness workshop. AccuWeather's Dan Kotowalski says a lot depends on El Nino.
I think right now the surprise would be if we don't go into an El Nino. If we don't go into an El Nino and we stay neutral, then we could have a more active season.
And meteorologists are predicting anywhere from 11 to 15 named storms this season, with 4 to 8 of them possibly becoming hurricanes. Kotlowski warns that while last season wasn't the most active, Fiona, Nicole, and Ian wreaked havoc on the state. And it is National EMS Week. Santa Rosa County Commissioners yesterday recognizing their local EMS workers with a proclamation and words of encouragement.
You know, folks oftentimes meet you when they're at their worst, right? The worst circumstance of their life, when they're either, you know, dying or in severe pain, or it's one of their loved ones. And I know that the job you have is not easy. I know there's a lot of emotional wear and tear on you as well, in addition to the physical scars. And I appreciate what you guys do, and I know that everybody does.
Lifeguard and EMS personnel were on hand as the board read that proclamation for EMS Week in Santa Rosa County. Disney reportedly planning to lay off thousands of workers. CNN reporting yesterday that another round of layoffs underway. The people impacted will be notified this week. According to a source, 2,500 people are going to lose their jobs. Now, it's not known how many of the affected employees will be based here in Florida. It's 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
There's a few things to watch out for, certainly. Now, most of it is just congestion. It looks like the accident on 90 has completely been cleared out of the way. That was near the Dollar General. I-110 looking good, not showing any problems on 98 now. And certainly if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620. This is brought to you by Discover Card. Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned doubled, says see terms. Check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a warm and humid day with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening hours. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying warm in the 60s and 70s. As you go into your Wednesday, we will have a drier day. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies. Temperatures staying in the low 80s overnight, dropping into the 60s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 76 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 74 in Milton.
There's something new at Pete Bohr Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Pete Bohr Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226, and the Tiguan S from $28,576, and both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161, and it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Pete Bohr Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Bohr Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Prices for DAC, tax title, and associated dealer fees. APR rates for qualified credit through DCI. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. I'm the president of New South Window Solutions. What I'd like people to understand about our company is what's unique about us. We manufacture, we install, we guarantee. We go out of our way to make it easy. The most important thing that New South offers is very simple, absolutely true factory direct pricing. From our factory to our truck to your driveway. Most other window companies are either resellers, a wholesaler, a contractor, a distributor, a sales organization. We eliminate those levels of marketing, so you're paying true factory direct pricing.
Going on now, save 35% off factory direct windows and doors. Call 1-800-NEW-WINDOWS.
Stocks are down at the opening bell today. The Dow down 120, 20 at 33, 166, 38. S&P 500 down 15, 78 at 41, 76, 85. The NASDAQ down 47, 90 at 12, 6, 72, 87. Our 10-year bond rate up today, though, at 3.74%. And gold prices also down at 1,969, 20. Silver prices at 2,360. President Biden says the latest debt ceiling talks with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy were productive yesterday. The White House says there's still areas of disagreement, but leaders and staff are going to continue working towards a bipartisan deal. Anheuser-Busch buying back cases of expired Bud Light from wholesalers. All of this after the Dylan Mulvaney controversy.
The beer went unsold after the brewer's marketing partnership with the transgender influencer. A pair of Instagram posts by Mulvaney sparked a mix of online backlash, causing a dip in Bud Light sales. The brewer says it is planning a branding revamp that is going to focus on the all-American themes of football and country music. I'm Mark Mayfield.
And WhatsApp users will soon be able to edit their messages after they've been sent, but those edits have to come within 15 minutes. The Meta-owned company plans to roll that feature out in the next few weeks. It is 8:39. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe.
News Radio 92.3, 840 here. I'm Andrew McKay. Normally, I know you're expecting the frivolous topic, but we did talk to United States Senator Rick Scott a little earlier in the day, and we don't talk to him all that often. Pretty important voice for our community, so I wanted to be a chance to give him a second hearing. And so, yeah, like I said earlier, Senator Scott, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Hey, thank you. I just listened to your ad about what you guys are trying to do, make sure people are ready for hurricanes. Thanks for doing that. That's a big deal.
Absolutely. No, always, always. And trying to teach people the 7 days, not the 3 days, and, you know, teaching people, of course, to have their plan and to be ready and to, you know, not focus too much on the wind speed, focus on the flooding and the water and the surge and all that stuff. Yeah, we try really hard every year to make sure that people are aware of that stuff, as you know, having dealt with so many
storm
catastrophes.
Storm surge is real, and it kills you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, the big story out of D.C. right now, of course, is the haggling, fighting, whatever, over the increasing the debt limit and or cutting spending and or reforming spending programs. We're pretty close into like 8 or 9 days away from something happening. I think most people they feel like we go through this story every year or two and they always solve it. What's your take on what's going to happen here?
Well, I don't know why it's that hard. You know, if you look at what people care about, they care about inflation, they care about their retirement benefits. Well, if both sides cared about that, then you say, okay, so let's figure out how we get people back to work. I've got a provision in there that on the House bill. It says if you're able-bodied, you don't have young children, you can't be on a government program if you're not willing to work. So I'm glad that's in there, and I'm glad Kevin McCarthy's fighting for that. But this idea that the Democrats and Biden just don't want to stop this reckless spending, it's reckless spending. It's crazy. So I'm always optimistic, but I don't get why this is that hard. Let's worry about what people care about, inflation, retirement benefits, medical bills. If you did that, this would be pretty easy to solve.
You know, when I think about it that way, and when I think about how, like, every time we come up against this problem, it seems like we cave. You know, like, we don't get genuine reform in place. But to be fair, when Republicans have power, it seems like, you know, we raise the debt ceiling, too, and we spend a bunch, too. It feels like there's just no appetite in D.C. for genuine, meaningful, long-term, large-scale reform of our spending.
Well, then you should be disappointed whoever supports it without structural reform, because it's causing this inflation. It is directly caused by a government that cannot live within its means. So stop and think about this first. Are you excited when you have a child that wastes money and the bank says, oh, I'll give you a little bit more money? Are you more excited when you say, hey, they finally figured it out and they're going to stop spending all this money? So we should demand that our federal government does the same thing, live within our means. We all do it every day. Your government can do it, too. They just don't want to.
I feel like if you could get Dave Ramsey courses for all of the people in Congress, that you know, maybe that would solve it. President Biden announced this week that we are getting ready to allow F-16s to be used by the Ukrainians. We're going to train them. And I support this. I'm surprised that there are – I don't know. It feels like it's been every – it's like a struggle every inch of the way to get the kind of military support for Ukraine to push back against Russia that they need. Is that surprise you that there's been so much criticism?
Yeah, I mean, let's just do one or the other. Do we want them to win, or do we want them to have a protracted war? Let's give them the weapons to win. I want them to win. Now, I expect Germany and Macron and France and everybody to do their part, because we don't have unlimited dollars. I mean, like almost $32 trillion of debt.
Right.
But if we're going to help Ukraine, let's help them win and defeat the Russians. If we're not, let's get out of the way and say, this is crazy. Why are we doing this?
Do you feel like, based on what you know of what's going on there, that winning is an option at this point, or is it stalemate and it's just going to be another case where Russia is going to get what they've got because we don't have the willingness to push them back out of there?
I think it just depends on how hard the Ukrainians want to fight, and if our elected leaders and you know what, it can't be corruption. We got to get Europe to this war is in Europe, so we should expect European countries like Germany to step up. I don't think they've done enough yet. I think there's some things that are not working perfectly. I think Biden's been slow in giving them lethal weapons. I remain hopeful. All the briefings I get, people are optimistic because of the willingness of Ukrainian citizens to fight. They're concerned about some of our allies not helping enough. They're concerned that Biden has been slow giving them lethal weapons, but you have to really admire the people of Ukraine. They're fighting for their freedom.
You well know what's been going on in Florida, the policies that have been passed by the legislature and then signed into law by Governor DeSantis. I sometimes feel like we get lied about so much. This must be like living in a communist state, you know, where you know the information is false, but you don't know it because you're a citizen. I know the information is false, but it's still out there. Like, everybody else gets lied to. Now the NAACP is saying, don't come to Florida. What do you make of this?
I mean, look, this is just fear-mongering. I think they must need a slow news day, and NAACP just wanted to be in the news. It's absurd, fear-mongering. There's no room for hate or discrimination. This is a state that we love people. We want people to be successful. We want kids to get a great education. We want people to get jobs. We want people to be safe. So I hope everybody continues to flock to Florida and enjoy the great state we built.
Well, just pause right there. We're talking earlier this morning, talked to Senator Rick Scott, and want to get traffic on the fives from Candy.
That's right. And not showing any slowdowns or delays. It looks like everything is running fine just now. No problems on 98. It's clear from Navarre to Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. 3 Mile Bridge, General Chappie James, not showing any delays. 437-1620 if you have traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Now back to the interview we did earlier this morning with Senator Rick Scott. We do have one new item here locally that I know you have been working on as well, which is the reopening of NAS Pensacola to public access 7 days a week. This is a huge relief and win.
Finally, right? This was work. I didn't think it would be this hard to get this done. But this is, we got NAS Pensacola opened, I guess it was the 17th. So I look forward actually to come up there and bring one of my grandsons up. He'll love going to it. So I'm looking forward to come up. And I mean, this is what I feel good about. This is why I like being in the Senate. I get to help solve problems. And so that's why I'm running for re-election. I'm going to just keep trying to do everything I can to make, this is the state that everything's possible.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And we are all super relieved. And I appreciate the work that you put in on making this happen. One of the things I've been reading about just the last couple of days is, we're in the process of procuring the next generation air dominance aircraft. Of course, the F-35 is also our ongoing procurement. The F-22, we're kind of cutting that away, which is disappointing to me, but I understand why we're doing it. What I'm finding concerning is sort of the future of manned versus unmanned military action. Obviously, with Whiting Field here locally and with NAS Pensacola here locally and our training of pilots, because we are specifically contracting, at least the Air Force is contracting, and I got to assume the Navy's going to come along too with this, is that every manned platform will be accompanied by two unmanned platforms, like 3-for-1 kind of thing. What's your thinking, or what are you seeing from the inside of where the Navy and the Air Force are going with unmanned aviation and sort of a pilotless future? Do you think that is a realistic concern down the road, that we will have a pilotless future?
I don't think we'll have a pilotless future, but I think we're going to continue to see what can we do through drone technology. I don't think we're ever not going to have pilots, because it takes training to be able to do these things. And if you look at why America, why you don't want to fight Americans, is because of the ability, our training of our pilots. So I don't think it's ever going to go away. But I think we're going to continue to look at ways that we reduce the risk of losing a human being, especially our trained and valiant law enforcement, our military men and women. So I think we're going to keep looking at things, but I don't think we're ever going to get rid of pilots.
Well, I certainly hope that's true. I believe both in the value of us obviously training the pilots here locally, but I believe in the value of the human in the machine making decisions rather than any machine in the machine making decisions. I certainly believe in that. Last thing I just wanted to ask you, because we're kind of in the vicinity of the military stuff, is, man, I hear and see so many stories about like wokeness in the military, that we're training a social program rather than training for war fighting. And I worry about that. I worry about the effect of that perception on recruiting, but I also worry about the capacity of the military for performing its core function if we ever do get into a conflict, and it looks, all the time like maybe China's going to push us in that direction. How can you gauge for me sort of to what degree you think that sort of cultural stuff, wokeness, is degrading our military capacity, or is that an oversold story? Is that an overblown concern?
Oh, well, I think it's true. I was on a website the other day, and it was a satire, and it says the Chinese military is practicing screaming pronouns at American military. We're seeing it in our recruiting. Our recruiting numbers are down. I think our recruiting numbers are down quite a bit, other than for the Marines. And I think this wokeness is part of it, and they're spending too much time on diversity. When I was in the service, I mean, it was a melting pot. The service was a melting pot, had opportunity for everybody. It was a meritocracy. So I don't get this. I think Milley's done a bad job. I think he's more worried about, what Washington Post writes about him rather than making sure. I want the world to be scared to death of the American military is what I want. I'm not too worried about pronouns. I'm more worried about without, if they're, how lethal are they? I want people to be scared to death of the U.S. military.
Absolutely. And that's whenever I see our aviation, some of our ships, I just say that's what we have as a capacity. And I worry that, on the preparation of the human resource side of it, we're not doing the things that we used to do all the time to make that the truth, that they are basically terrified of the U.S. military. U.S. Senator Rick Scott from the great state of Florida, as always, sir, thank you for the time. Thank you for serving. I know that being in politics is never fun. So I hope you at least get a little bit of enjoyment. And when you do come to Pensacola and bring the grandkids, I hope you'll give us a heads up and we can meet you somewhere or see you on the beach or something like that. But thank you for the time this morning, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. See you, Andrew. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You bet. 852 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in Monday morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, it's up-and-coming blues and soul singer Jordan Chase. Jordan was featured on The Voice and American Idol. He's currently working on his first album with a Grammy Award-winning team from Nashville. See Jordan Chase at Bands on the Beach this Tuesday at 7.
I don't know where to go.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
When you get out there, do you ever fear for your life?
Well, Sue, I'll tell you, surfing's not a sport. It's a way of life, no hobby. It's a way of looking at that wave and saying, hey, bud, let's party.
I feel like it'd be wrong to intrude, by the way. Oh, man. Just for those brief 45 seconds, we are a music radio station. 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. That's all the Van Halen you didn't know you needed this morning. Candy's got our traffic on the fives. Go ahead, Candy.
Okay, looks like most everything is clear now. There was an accident at Millview Mobile Highway. That's certainly been cleaned up by now near the Dollar General. But watch for emergency crews on scene. 90, 10, 110, all showing no delays right now. 437, 1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, you know, we didn't talk much about this. There was a good article in the PNJ. They followed up and read the evaluations for Superintendent Dr. Tim Smith. To see, you know, if we had read the evaluation by the school board members, would we have been surprised by the end result? And their answer, their assessment is, well, yes and no. The no is that, you know, both Patty Hightower and Bill Slayton gave him favorable reviews. Bill even more favorable than Patty, I think, if I remember correctly from the article. But that Kevin Adams and, you know, Paul Fetsko gave him negative reviews, needs improvement. The weird one is that David Williams is like, oh, yeah, he's fantastic. And then he voted to fire him. Like, what? What are you doing? And it was kind of funny because even in the meeting, he was sort of, I don't know, ambivalent about the firing. I remember him saying, you know, well, it would have been a tough spot for anybody, but yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and vote yes on this. The what? Like, that's just weird. So anyway, it's just I thought it was fascinating that they went and followed up on it. That was Brittany Misnick, who I've not met her yet. Misenchik, I think is how you say her last name. M-I-S-E-N-C-I-C, new with the PNJ. But yeah, I mean, good research here. Basically, Williams said that there was not anything specific that tipped him over the edge on voting against Smith, but he was looking for an overall shift in leadership and wanting to build morale among staff. Nothing like firing the superintendent to build morale among staff. He says the Warrington thing was not the tipping point for me. I knew that the superintendent topic would come up. I didn't know it was going to come up on Tuesday night, but I did know that it would come up at some point, and I just was ready. So that doesn't strike me as much of an explanation, but, you know, it's better than seeing the evaluations, yay, and then seeing the vote, no, and kind of wondering, you know, what happened in between here. 8:58 on News Radio 92.3, time for...
Future news,
when Candy and I collaborate and tell you what's going to happen in the future. We each throw a chicken bone up against the wall and we read the tea leaves and we figure out what the, I don't know, what are the various horoscope things that we could do? No? Nothing? Okay.
Because I don't really get to do anything except yeah, no, or Robert Bender.
Speaking of,
Robert
parking
Bender.
Garage on the beach.
Yes.
Two stories, four stories, three stories.
Ten stories.
In the parking lot. No, stop it. You're scaring people.
Two stories.
The casino beach lot, I think. Who's going to pay for it?
The vendors is.
Toll, pay for parking, or just paid out of other funds?
I guess I would think paid out of other funds.
I think so, too.
I don't know.
I
it's just such a treat to go to the beach. Sense. I don't think it should be a big deal for another dollar, but I don't know.
Yeah, $2. I think people would pay
it.
$2. Will there be a walkover?
Yes.
Will people use it?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity to take pictures from high up, don't you think?
You know, that's interesting. If you could turn it into a scenic overlook of some kind, that's an interesting idea.
Yeah, man.
Which you'd have to create like a side
that's
place in it where you would turn contrary so that you'd get a view of the beach. Of course, your view of the beach would be half a view of the parking garage. Maybe it wouldn't work. But no, that's an interesting idea. I'll mention that to Bender because that's an interesting way to sell it. Navarre Beach Bridge, will that get rebuilt off of Highway 87, basically?
I think so.
Yeah, that's the one that makes the most sense.